Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second guest show. Mike DeTeglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. And then at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss takes over as host, and he'll have on with him the head coach of the 2-0 New Orleans Saints, Dennis Allen, and his guest tonight, right at around 7 o'clock, will be Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. And so Mike's done a great job coaching the linebackers for the Saints, and it's great you got a guy like DeMario Davis you can coach too. He makes you a smarter coach. And at 7:30 right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app, it'll be Monday Night Football. And it'll be one everybody be wanting to watch. The Atlanta Falcons play the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles are the Saints' next opponent this coming Sunday. Bobby joins us now, and I know one thing, he's still riding the magic carpet ride, so to speak. And Bob, yesterday, 44-19, hadn't had a chance to talk about it, but man, if you were to draw up a script on how to run your offense, you couldn't drop one better than what we saw yesterday against the Cowboys.
Well, all I could say is, how about them Cowgirls? Jerry Jones and, come on, the Dallas, they're a bunch of prima donnas. They're overrated. You know, they think they could just show up and whoop the Saints. No, they got humbled. It's beyond being humbled. Embarrassed, you can look at all the different descriptions of how you're going to talk about, but you know, I always say this, it's always a great day or a great weekend or a great Sunday in America when the Saints win and the Cowgirls lose. Then it's a 2-for-1, it's a double whammy. Now, Saints win, but they kicked Dallas's ass. We took them to the woodshed. I mean, the game was never in doubt. I mean, it was just a great day. I think one of the greatest days in Saints history. And look, the bottom line is, who that say go beat them Saints? I know not the damn Cowgirls. That ain't happening. Now, I don't know what's going to happen against the Eagles on Sunday, because the Eagles are considered one of the best NFC teams. Look at the Falcons. They might start out 0-2. Well, what's going to happen tonight? And then we're going to play Atlanta? You know, it's now that I looked at the first six games and the strength of schedule, I said, boy, can we be 3-3? Now that we beat the Cowgirls, how we beat them, I would say 4-2. And, Mike, what's meaningful, you can have a great start to the NFC South. Now, think about this. Because we're going to play, before you know it, you play in the Eagles, and then you play Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay looks like still the team to beat, to overtake them in the NFC South.
Bob, I said that in the summer. A lot of people with Atlanta. Charlie and I talked about this so many times. I mean, I'm going with Tampa, a good young football team. They were beat up yesterday. They go on the road. Now, while the Saints' victory is first on the list, the second one was Tampa goes in Detroit's backyard and beats them with a beat-up football team.
And we all know the Detroit got the best offensive line. So, no, it's good. We got to have to pack a lunch. But, Mike, somehow, if you could tell me, no, obviously you want to win every game. But if we could be 4-2, I don't really care if we lose to the Eagles or the Chiefs on Monday night or whatever. But if we could beat, now think about this. If we could beat Atlanta and Tampa Bay.
Because it's really a 2-for-1 there.
Yeah, because the division, like even though Carolina sucks, they're terrible. I think the Giants are even better than Carolina. And you know who's playing quarterback for them now? Red Rocket. Andy
the
Dalton.
Red Rifle has gotten his start. We're going to talk about it, but since you brought it up, Bob, I think this comes from the top. Because you heard Dave Canales say yesterday in the press conference, guys, listen, Bryce Young's my starter. He's going to be my starter next week. That sort of thing. Then all of a sudden today, it's a change. No, David Tepper was, wait a minute, I've seen enough. He's my guy, but you play Andy Dalton.
Well, Bryce Young, Mike, I don't know if he's going to work out, you know, because your confidence standpoint, he might be Josh Rosen. I mean, I don't know. We got to wait and see what's going to happen with that. All I know is I always say he just looks little. He looks like he should be in a high school game than NFL.
He's not accurate. And that's shocking.
And he's shell-shocked right now.
On third downs, he's 2 for 22 on conversions. Two of 22.
Mike, even by accident, you should be 4 of 22. I mean, even 2 of 22. But you look at it, look, what have you done for me lately? How many times I say that? Okay, what have you done for me lately? The last 11 games against the Cowgirls, we won 7. So 21st century. Who's more relevant, the Saints or the Cowgirls? I'd say the Saints. Now, they got this new Jerry's World AT&T Stadium. We played 5 times since they opened that up. We have 3 wins and 2 losses. So that might talk about Dallas's home field advantage against the Saints, not so fast. We've been there 5 times and won 3 of them. So it was just an unbelievable game. The stars were aligned. We were getting it done, Mike. I don't know if we could have drawn it up better. If you look at it, no team in NFL history had ever put up 35 points against Dallas in the first half. But the Saints put it up. The Saints did it. And they made it look easy by scoring touchdowns on their first 5 possessions of the half. Did you see how disheartened Dallas fans were? No, they never, Mike, they got so humbled.
It almost sounded like a home field for the Saints.
Yes.
You could hear the Saints fans.
Well, and then how is Dallas going to try and get back to being world champs? Because that's what Jerry Jones wants to do before he dies. You know, and I kind of jokingly say he's going to sell his soul to the devil to try and win another Super Bowl. But, Mike, that clock is ticking. And I said, how can you be world champs? They're not even state champs. If you live in Texas, aren't you more optimistic about the Houston Texans than the Dallas Cowgirls? Mike, that's a fact. You watch Houston Texans, they bring it. And they got a young C.J. Stroud.
And they didn't even play that best game last night. They left, you know, kind of meat on the bone against the Bears. Probably the most surprising thing in doing some shows afterwards, especially some of the national shows. The Saints only threw the football 16 times.
It don't matter, but they're so efficient.
So well, they ran the ball. That's the difference from what we didn't see the last 2 years, their ability to control the clock. You win up front, and, you know, we give a lot of kudos to Clint Kubiak. But what about John Benton and Rick Dennison? What they've done with their offensive line to get this clicking.
The offensive line is clicking and have confidence right now. So when the Eagles come to town, they're going to be confident. And I'll tell you, if we can run the ball, keep defenses off balance, I don't know how Derek Carr cannot be successful. He's a very accurate passer. Mike, unless that, you know, look at that interception at the end. But if you look throughout what Derek Carr has been able to do, talk about explosive plays, it's just off the chart. If you look, okay, everyone thinks Tyreek Hill is like, Tyreek Hill. The Saints have a Tyreek Hill, Rashid Shaheed. Okay, let me tell you this, that if you look at Rashid Shaheed's 13 catch of 40 yards. Now, look at this. 13 catches of 40 yards since he broke into the NFL in 2022. He's second only to Tyreek Hill, who has 17. So 13-7, you've got chunk splash plays. Rashid Shaheed's right there with Tyreek Hill.
Charlie remembers this. We had, you know, we talked about the speed of Shaheed and that this would be Olave's breakout year, so to speak. And I brought up, man, just the speed of Rashid Shaheed. So we always got somebody. I think they reinvent the wheel. Man, Rashid Shaheed, he ain't that fast of a player. My thing is, dude, you better go get you another TV.
Right.
If you don't think that guy is fast. But Cat Terrell put out this stat yesterday. It's from ESPN Stats. And she said with the 70-yard receiving touchdowns, the very fast Rashid Shaheed has scored 11 touchdowns in his career. The distance of his 11 touchdowns, 51.4 yards a touchdown.
No, you're talking about chunk plays, explosive plays. That's the definition. Okay, what's the definition of a chunk play? I put Rashid Shaheed. You know, you could say Tyreek Hill or you could put Rashid Shaheed. Yeah, that's a chunk play. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling how dominant. To show you how dominant the Saints were, they scored touchdowns on their first 6 possessions and averaged an astounding 10 yards of play through the first 3 quarters. The Cowgirls had no chance. Not a little bit of a chance. Had no chance. And you might say, oh, it was just one game. Well, I don't know. That's why they played a game, and we went in their backyard and whooped them.
Okay, what was all the talk leading up to the game, especially from a national standpoint? How good the Cowboys looked against the Browns? And how dominant
But the Browns are so stupid because
they almost blew that game yesterday.
Okay, you know how you beat Dallas and it's a copycat league all the time? You know the formula, and the Saints know this. Because the Packers run the same offense as us, like the 49ers. Do y'all watch that playoff game, Green Bay against Dallas? Freaking Green Bay ran it down their throat. What did we do? We ran it down their throat. You can have Micah Parsons and all that. They get a feel, but you run right at them. You challenge them and make them stop the run.
You know who did it before then? The Arizona Cardinals early in the year.
Yeah, they had over 200 yards rushing. And then, yes, so when you look at that, and Arizona did that also against the Eagles. So I'm telling you, we're not changing. We don't want Derek Carr throwing the ball 35, 40 times. That ain't good. If we can keep him off balance and he has like 20, 25 attempts, and he's the number one completion percentage right now in the whole NFL, how accurate he is. Mike, off the top of my head, I want to say he's like 75%. So you continue to do that, and you haven't chunked plays. The Saints cannot help but be successful. Now, you look at the defensive standpoint. Now, I thought at times we can't miss an extra point. You know, when you nitpick and all that, and you want to win in all phases. Like, for instance, LSU ended up winning against South Carolina, but they didn't win on special teams, and that's still Achilles' heel for them. But look at the Saints on defense. They recorded more turnovers and sacks. They had 2 turnovers, 3 sacks, then they allowed touchdowns against the Cowgirls. Again, that's not an opinion. That's what actually happened. So, it was an unbelievable outing for the Saints. If Derek Carr went to sleep the night before the game, I don't know if he could dream of a better outcome of what occurred.
I agree with that.
And I tell you what, I think we're going to build upon what we did. And if you look at it, now think about this. Because you go back to the Carolina game. Now, this is an NFL team. The first team offense has scored in its first 15 possessions. What is this, a video game? Or some are it's like 11 touchdowns, 4 field goals to start the season. Like, we score. We don't even need a damn punter. But we can let Groupie maybe, like, pooch punt or something.
What he did in the first game, 2 punts, then 1 punt this game.
Yeah, 2 punt, then 1 punt. And obviously, he was outstanding punting the ball the one time. Now, he's a great holder for Groupie. But he punted 1 time for 49 yards, and it was inside the 20. I would take that every day. No, Mike... Like, you got to pinch yourself. It is almost too good to be true, and I've said this in the offseason. We got to flip this. Can you stop the run and run the football? Last year, we averaged 3.5 yards a run, giving up 4.5.
What are you averaging now?
Oh, Mike, if you look in the game, we averaged right at 5 yards a carry, 4.9, and they got 3.2. I mean, who's the best quarterback rating and efficiency? Derek Carr. We lead in the pack in a number of categories. And then you look at Alvin Kamara, he totals 180 yards from scrimmage. I'm telling you, if we can just get him at 125, 130, that's outstanding. And he had 180. Shaheed had 114. Chris Olave, 88 yards. Man, were we explosive. And it's not just sugarcoating or being a homer. Like the one negative two, CeeDee Lamb ended up with 90 yards. But that 165, come on. You know, you don't want to give up the chunk play. Honey Badger, just take the better angle, you know, on that tackle. Then you don't let CeeDee Lamb have that big play. But Honey Badger made up for it.
He came up with the interception.
Yes, came up with the interception.
Tom Brady in doing the broadcast, I was switching it back and forth because I wanted to hear what Tom was saying. And he made the comment, this almost looked like the Minneapolis Miracle on that play.
He overran the play. And then you're like a bullfighter, hole.
Pretty much.
Other than that, that was the only highlight. And that was a significant chunk play for Dallas. If you look, 65-yard touchdown, and they had no chance. Mike, when was Dallas ever in the game? Never.
I think at the kickoff, and then that was it.
Yeah, it was never. I mean, no, it was like they believed too much in their press clippings because they whooped Cleveland. But then the Houdat Nation came to town and conquered them. We took over Jerry's world, and And he can't sugarcoat that.
We'll be back with more Second Guess live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, in a good mood today. And we had the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, by my old friend Joey Vining. Got a cake here that we're going to cut up and
give it to everybody here. Here you come to the Silver Slipper.
But don't read the full content now, because we may get taken off the air.
No, I can read it.
Just clean it up.
Yeah, I'm going to clean it up a little bit. But, you come to the Silver Slipper, you get dessert. So we're going to cut this cake up. So
that's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, the bottom line is F the Cowgirls, so it says on the cake. Saints 44, Cowgirls 19. Who dat? Spank that ass. That's exactly what happened. It wasn't, you can't sugarcoat it. It wasn't like, oh, the ball didn't bounce away, this or that. No, it was embarrassing. That's one of the embarrassing losses in Cowgirl history. It has to be.
No question.
When you think you're at home, considering
how that they had won 16 straight
regular season
games at home.
But the Saints, we outcoached them. The Saints aren't going to be outcoached this year. I'm telling you, they looked at that Green Bay Packer film. We can run it down their throat. Well, we're going to get those rushing attempts. And so I think, you know, you might want to see the ball flying around. And Derek Carr's not dinking and dunking. He's hitting chunk plays, and we're running the ball. I think that's a winning formula going forward. And especially when I look what we're doing defensively. If you look, sometimes you're going to bend, but you don't want to break. And I thought
you force them to kick field goals instead.
Yes, that's what Dennis Allen said. He said, look, you know, I always talk about red zone. Red zone offense and defense. Dennis Allen said we play like good red zone defense. He was being humble. I would say great red zone defense. The difference really was we were able to score touchdowns on our drives, and we forced them to kick field goals. Well, that's what happened. We do that every game. Mike, wouldn't you settle for that? They got three, we got seven. They got three, we got seven. I don't know. We all of a sudden, we have 14-6. Even though they might feel confident they're moving the ball, but our red zone defense, no, it was a complete game. We had to nitpick almost to find out what didn't work out for the Saints. And I looked at it. What's bugging me, I did this last night in the post game, was to miss extra point. I mean, what else? Because if it's a close game, that can't come into play. You know, you got to hit the extra points the way kickers kick this day and age. And we have to make that. But other than that, Mike, it was unbelievable. And like I said, whenever you're playing a game, this is the National Football League, the best of the best, where we play two games, we don't even need a damn punter. You know how the Giants played a game against the Commanders, and their kicker gets hurt, so they can't even kick. Well, Mike, and look how that affected that outcome, Giants and the Commanders. Well, right now, a week ago in the games, we don't need a punter. Well, we're still going to win.
If Taysom Hill would have been healthy, he could have punted it.
Taysom Hill could do everything. I hope he's all right. You know, chess. When I said, oh, no, his chest is hurt, I was thinking of Les Miles. But I know Taysom Hill has a chest. I know that. Well, that'll be interesting to see going forward. But, again, when Taysom Hill touches the ball, and I said more of Taysom is what we want to do, he had three carries for 18 yards, 6-yard average. So, and Taysom, you put Taysom Hill at fullback. Mike, I'm telling you, it's a copycat league. You look at the 49ers. Who's been more successful than the 49ers in the NFC? Nobody, right? Now, they want to win a Super Bowl ultimately. But you know who's at fullback like the 49ers?
It's Juszczyk.
Yes, Juszczyk. It's the same thing.
Only and thing, then, Juszczyk is built like a fullback. He's
but
6 foot and about 250 pounds.
But Taysom Hill, look at his blocks. Taysom Hill is good enough.
He had a nice little kick-out block that sprung Kamara.
Yes. Look at that. I look at Calvin Kamara. He's our version of Christian McCaffrey. I mean,
Well, that'll be my triple option feature, and you like what I give you on that one. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Hey, Mike. How's Bobby feeling right now?
He's feeling good.
He's feeling good. I am feeling good. Hey, listen. You know what? To show you how good I'm feeling, I might go to the Dome on Sunday at 12 noon. And wear a cowgirl hater shirt. That's over and done with. But we play in the Eagles.
Hey, Bobby,
I might wear this shirt for a whole month.
Okay, 24-hour rule. Damn month. That just applied to the team. That don't apply to us.
I'm telling you.
It don't apply to Bobby for sure.
The thing is, I think I'm going to wear this a whole month.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, I want to make 3 points. There's too many highlights to talk about, but I got to ask. Question first, is your boy Shaq out there? Y'all got a piece of cake for him, the cowboy lover?
Shaq Bay,
we ain't seen him
there
yet.
There ain't no damn cowboy, cowgirl fans around here yet. they might show up.
But Shaq Bay don't live that far from here, so he'll come a little later.
I heard him on the radio yesterday evening whining about talking about the Cowboys. The Saints got lucky, but anyway, we ain't got to hurt you. We ain't going to bash you too
like,
bad.
He's delusional. Yeah, cowgirl fans are delusional. They get humbled. They can't take it. Come on, all I got to say is the Dallas is irrelevant. They're not even state champs. Come on.
Well, look, Bobby and Mike, I want to tip my hat again to the coaching staff because, number one, They got this team together and said, look, it's time to move on. Just because we scored 40-something points against Carolina don't mean we can do that again because it's rare in this league. But they kept their head screwed on right, and then they came together with a game plan to totally take it to Dallas, and Dallas had no answer, no clue whatsoever. And I want to get on to my next point, is that when we see Taysom Hill on that field in multiple plays in a series, he's there, out there first, second, and third down. That is a defense and a defensive coordinator's worst nightmare. He wasn't just carrying the ball. He was blocking. That's probably how he hurt his chest, throwing a couple of them blocks he threw.
Yeah, well, he'll be all right. We'll shoot him up and all that. We're going to have him ready to go. We're not saving Taysom Hill. He's 34 years of age. His wife might not like it, but we're going to run Taysom Hill into the ground. We're going to get the most out of Taysom Hill because you know how Drew Brees, I'd say less if Drew's more. I want him to throw about 30 times instead of 40 times. Well, I'd say more if Taysom Hill was more. We need to get the most out of Taysom Hill. We pay Taysom Hill, he's highly rewarded. But come on, Taysom is fine. I'm not worried about Taysom Hill.
Bob, and Longshoreman, it was the pitcher's shot of Mike Zimmer on the sidelines. Mike's one of the best in the business.
Not against Alvin Kamara.
But against Alvin Kamara, the last two times, he hasn't been able to stop him.
The last two games, now, when Coach Zimmer was running the Vikings defense, Christmas Day, Kamara had 6 touchdowns, not as 4. So he has 10 touchdowns in 2 games. What fantasy football?
Mike,
we'd be like freaking out. Was that
Mike? What was going on with Parsons? He looked so frustrated. I don't think he played the fourth quarter.
Man, Parsons sort of threw his teammates under the bus. Hey, we got to come ready to play. But I didn't hear him make a bunch of plays
and
in this game either.
He had like 3 tackles. Micah Parsons, he can rush the passer. You know what you do? You run right at that son of a gun. You run right at him. You run right at him to make him make a play. Listen, Dallas. They're fast. Their defense, they can run sideline to sideline, but you got to run right at them. You got to run right at them. You think Alvin Kamara was intimidated about Dallas? You know, he got that grill working with his team. You know, he was like laughing. He was like smiling. Man, Alvin Kamara could have played 8 straight quarters against that Dallas defense. He wasn't worried that Dallas wasn't doing nothing. They weren't knocking no damn slot bubble. Hey. That Dallas is soft. Dallas is soft. They're a soft team. They're a finesse team. The Saints are more physical than Dallas. It wasn't even close.
I agree with that and the physicality of it. And one guy I got to give a lot of credit to, man, we don't talk about him a lot, but, man, Carl Granderson. And sometimes the stats don't really show it. He got 1.5 sacks.
He's our best defensive lineman.
But every play, man, he gives you to you. He's pedal to the metal, and it's the pressure. You saw Dak Prescott. He wasn't able to run to the edge. He had to step up in the pocket for all those throws, and that really bothered him. Carl Granderson and what Will Harris has done the last couple games at that strong safety
and
position.
And he started off a number of games with the Lions, so we have him now and that combination. But let me tell you, And wait, Chase Young didn't even get off yet. So wait, Chase Young.
He's got half a second.
Yeah, he's going to have a game that all of a sudden he's going to come out of nowhere and explode because he's playing that contract year. I'm telling you, I love Cam Jari. Cal Berkeley, I love Cam. But he's like, Cam almost, I'm telling you, the season's going to be third banana. Carl Grannis is the stud, and Chase Young, and Cam Jordan, then we hope Peyton Turner and all that. Listen, I am so optimistic of what we do. We fly to the football. And you know who else? How about Alante Taylor, SEC Tennessee? Talk about bring the wood. Man, he freaking knocked the crap out of everybody. Alante Taylor.
I think he was the leading tackler on this team yesterday.
No, and he
last
was the first
games.
Game.
Last two games.
Against Carolina and Dallas, leading tackler. Hello, Alante Taylor.
He's bought into that nickel
well,
position.
Well, and then Marshawn Lattimore wanted to play. Dennis Allen said, not so fast. You got to practice, then we're going to play you. I'll tell you, that's a good problem. We got so many damn cornerbacks, it's scary.
Man,
it's
I'd
scary.
Like that on every position.
We have so much depth at cornerback. The Saints are rolling, I'm telling you. Right now, we had a team to fear right now. At that national perspective, just because we're a small market, no one wants to give us no love. Nobody cares about
New Orleans.
That's
always going to be the case.
But you know what? Just keep winning, baby. Just keep winning. Then they have to acknowledge you. They're going to have to acknowledge
Even
you eventually.
Colin Cowherd, who had said the Saints are one of the worst teams in the NFL, he didn't change his tune after yesterday's game.
He goes with the wind. He goes
exactly.
Everett, the wind's blowing, and he'll go that way. No. The Saints are – they have enough old people here. They are the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL. Oh, what are you talking about? No respect. Respect. Hey, just keep winning. And then they're going to have to talk about you. The bottom line.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guess Show. Mike Dettillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on WWL. And we'll have the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be host along with his guest tonight, Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And his guest tonight will be Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Football Steve in Baton Rouge. Football Steve in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yes, guys. I just want to just say that it was a great game yesterday. Great coaching and our defense, Bobby. I know you said it's in the top 10, but if they keep holding our opponents to 19 points or 20 points and under, I think we have a top five. And I believe that we can beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's scout them out tonight and go Saints.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is you have to look at this, and I said this. Mike, you know what we were predicting? What would be, the final record? And I said, I don't know. It seems like to me.
I know you went with 9. I went with 8.
Yeah.
We had to settle on it.
Okay, but this is what I said. I went 9-8, but I did say this. The Saints are going to win 10 games if they do this one thing. And right now, we plus 3 for the season in the turnover margin. If we are double-digit in the turnover margin, like, for instance, we were plus 11 last year, which was third best. And I want to say Dallas was like plus 10. So that is winning football. So if we continue to go in that direction and we like plus double digits and scoring offense, defense, we're in the top 10. I don't know how we cannot help to win but 10 games. We will win. Now, listen, right now 2-0 start. You're thinking 3-0. You go from there. But no,
and that's going to be bumps along the way. It's not always going to look like this.
Because
that's going to be bumps. That's just the NFL.
Because it is the NFL. But the one thing, fans, you have to realize, and you got to be, you got to keep it real. You can't be always a hater, or you can't be overboard and just rose-colored glasses. Who that nation is? That right now, how can you not give Dak Prescott and Dennis Allen their props?
Derek Carr.
What I said?
Dak Prescott.
That's for
another day.
Yeah, Derek Carr. How can you not give Dennis Allen or Derek Carr their props, what they've done the first two games? It's the best in the NFL. So you might say, oh, we need a new coach, we need a new quarterback. What the hell are you talking about? You got to slow your roll. Let it play out. But right now, you have to acknowledge what Derek Carr did. He's a legit NFL quarterback. Now, I thought at best he would probably be 10, 11, or 12 in the NFL, but there's 32 teams. Not everybody's going to have Pat Mahomes. And then you look at Dennis Allen. Isn't our defense continuing to kick ass? Now, what end up can happen if you look at a crystal ball in the future, we'll do awesome. And then all of a sudden, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. And then Clint Kubiak's going to get an opportunity to go somewhere else. But that's way down the road. But I'm just telling you, what we're doing offensively, defensively, special teams, our special teams, you look, Coach Rizzi, and what we're doing overall is on the likes. Now, they didn't get off to a great start, John Harbaugh and the Ravens, but he's a special teams coach. Listen, we don't get out coach. We are amongst the best in all phases, special teams, defense, and offense. That's not just being a homer. That's just a fact, what they do game in and game out.
Yeah, again, you always like to leave a little meat on the bone, and I think one of the things is the return unit, too. You know, I think you'd like to do a little bit better there. One of the things you got to give Cowboys a lot of credit, the one negative on that team ain't on special teams.
Man, yeah.
I mean, that cat, they got kicking, and they got a really good return unit, especially on the kickoff side of the thing. Man, they pretty doggone good there. You couldn't see the punt return because the Saints only punted once.
Yeah, well, we don't have to punt. We're so damn good. We don't even got to punt. We can let Groupie pooch punt now and then. Groupie, go in there and pooch punt. But Hayball did good. He did that one 49-yard punt inside the 20, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know what he's getting paid per game, but, you know, if it's per punt, he's almost like Bramlett was last year at LSU. LSU didn't punt either, hardly at all, because of Jaden Daniels. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with another hour and a half of Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on WWL. And we'll have the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be host along with his guest tonight, Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And his guest tonight will be Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Football Steve in Baton Rouge. Football Steve in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yes, guys, I just want to just say that it was a great game yesterday. Great coaching, and our defense, Bobby, I know you said it's in the top 10, but if they keep holding our opponents to 19 points or 20 points and under, I think we have a top five, and I believe that we can beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's count them out tonight, and go Saints.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is you have to look at this, and I said this. Mike, you know what we were predicting? What would be, like, the final record? And I said, I don't know. It seems like to me.
I know you went with 9. I went with 8.
Yeah.
We had to settle on it.
Okay, but this is what I said. I went 9-8, but I did say this. The Saints are going to win 10 games if they do this one thing. And right now we plus 3 for the season in the turnover margin. If we are double-digit in the turnover margin, like, for instance, we were plus 11 last year, which was third best. And I want to say Dallas was like plus 10. So that is winning football. So if we continue to go in that direction and we like plus double digits and scoring offense, defense, we're in the top 10. I don't know how we cannot help to win but 10 games. We will win. Now, listen, right now 2-0 start. You're thinking 3-0. You go from there. But no,
and that's going to be bumps along the way. It's not always going to look like this.
Because
that's going to be bumps. That's just the NFL.
Because it is the NFL. But the one thing, fans, you have to realize, and you got to be, you got to keep it real. You can't be always a hater, or you can't be overboard and just rose-colored glasses. Who that nation? Is that right now? How can you not give Dak Prescott and Dennis Allen their props?
Derek Carr.
What I said?
Dak Prescott.
Oh,
Yeah, that's for another day.
Yeah, Derek Carr. How can you not give Dennis Allen or Derek Carr their props, what they've done the first two games? It's the best in the NFL. So you might say, oh, we need a new coach, we need a new quarterback. What the hell are you talking about? You got to slow your roll, let it play out. But right now you have to acknowledge what Derek Carr did. He's a legit NFL quarterback. Now, I thought at best he would probably be 10, 11, or 12 in the NFL, but there's 32 teams. Not everybody's going to have Pat Mahomes. And then you look at Dennis Allen. Isn't our defense continuing to kick ass? Now, what end up can happen if you look at a crystal ball in the future, we'll do awesome. And then all of a sudden, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. And then Clint Kubiak's going to get an opportunity to go somewhere else. But that's way down the road. But I'm just telling you, what we're doing offensively, defensively, special teams, our special teams, you look, Coach Rizzi, what we're doing overall is on the likes. Now, they didn't get off to a great start, John Harbaugh and the Ravens, but he's a special teams coach. Listen, we don't get out coach. We are amongst the best in all phases, special teams, defense, and offense. That's not just being a homer. That's just a fact, what they do game in and game out.
Yeah, again, you always like to leave a little meat on the bone, and I think one of the things is the return unit too. You know, I think you'd like to do a little bit better there. One of the things you got to give Cowboys a lot of credit, the one negative on that team ain't on special teams.
Man, yeah.
I mean, that cat, they got kicking, and they got a really good return unit, especially on the kickoff side of the thing. Man, they pretty doggone good there. You couldn't see the punt return because the Saints only punted once.
Yeah, well, we don't have to punt. We're so damn good. We don't even got to punt. We can let Groupie pooch punt now and then. Groupie go in there and pooch punt. But Hayball did good. He did that one 49-yard punt inside the 20, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know what he's getting paid per game, but, you know, if it's per punt, he's almost like Bramlett was last year at LSU. LSU didn't punt either, hardly at all, because of Jaden Daniels. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with another hour and a half of Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.